Okay, we'll continue with the next question, which is, what is SABO? And most of this is okay. I think the last sentence, though, I've commented before. So the gift is apt to be more expensive than a mid-year gift. But in English, this doesn't sound correct. I think, yes, it's more expensive because people buy more expensive gifts for SABO. So I would put something that, rather than the gift is apt to be more expensive, people usually buy more expensive gifts for new year, for year-end, than for mid-year. Or people usually spend more money for new year. People usually spend more money for year-end gifts than for mid-year gifts. Or people usually buy more expensive gifts for year-end gifts than New Year gifts, mid-year gifts. I just keep on saying New Year. I don't think I'm not used to saying year-end. You understand what I mean, right? So, okay. What is SABO?
SABO is a year-end gift which we give to our superiors, our customers, teachers, and relatives to express our expression, appreciation for what they have done, appreciation for what they have done kindly for us in the year. The gifts are various, ranging from a set of soap to like very expensive wines.
Okay, right. Hmm. Yeah, all right, that's fine. It's short, but that's fine. It's fine. Okay, what I was going to ask, what do people give? So they give soap, wine. What other things do people give?
Oh, what others? Many kinds, sometimes. Oil for food.
Mm-hmm. For cooking, yeah.
Oil for cooking. Towel.
Mm. Towels, yeah.
Towels. And
beer?
Beer
is popular.
A kind of beer.
Right, and then but household goods even, right? So like towels or even, you know, as they say, food items.
Food items.
Yeah, people give, as you said, they gave oil and
set of juice.
A juice, yes, and is it sugar sometimes, or soy sauce, or something practical for the house?
Yes.
Okay. Good. Okay, what is SABO?
Well, SABO literally means the year goes. And these are gifts given during December to people special, such as supervisors, and friends, customers, teachers, relatives, and so on. Usually, we give things such as detergent, soaps, towels, socks, food for daily use.
Okay, how much do people spend on
it? It depends on how close you are, such as 3,000 yen, 5,000 yen, 7,000 yen, 10,000 yen. And if you go to the department stores, there are counselors for SABO. And you can ask them what kind of things they should give.
Hmm. Okay, right, counselor. Yeah, they help you, right? Good. Okay, what is SABO?
We have a custom to give presents twice a year. One is Ochugen, which is called Ochugen mid-year gift. And the other one is, in this case, SABO. And originally it was an event of the end of the year that the people bring offering gift for
people. People bring?
Bring the offering.
Offerings.
Good offerings for Toshigami. They actually hand over to the head of the house. Mm-hmm. So those custom became...
That custom.
I'm sorry.
That custom?
That custom. Okay. I'm sorry, Ash. And today it became just regular year-end gift to give our customers, superiors, teachers, anybody to express appreciation for the special services they have extended to. And
extended to us.
Mm. To us. And I think it's not popular as much as it used to be. For example, maybe because of the cost cutting of expenses for the companies, mm. or government bureaus are not allowed to receive those burdens because it is associated with some bribe.
Yeah, it could be a kind of bribe.
Yeah. Right.
Those soy sauce is not.
And we usually give presents, gifts necessary for daily use, like oil or soap, this kind of things. Mm.
Okay, good. All right. Okay, you want to answer? Our Osebo, is that like a Christmas present?
Yes, sort of. That is, it is a year-end gift. So, but this is a typical Japanese custom, and we to express our gratitude for the services extended in the year, we have a custom to send some gift to relatives, customers, superiors, and teachers. Mm. And for corporates like department stores, this custom contributed a lot to their good sales in winter time. However, recently, government officials and senior executives of corporates have stopped receiving this type of gift for compliance reason. Mm-hmm. So this customer has become more individual based.
Okay, yeah, for compliance reasons. I don't know why we make it plural, but for compliance reasons.
Reasons. Mm.
Right, okay, good. Yeah, all right. What is Seibo?
Seibo is a year-end gift which we give to our superiors, relatives, and customers to express appreciation they have for the special service they have extended to us during the year. Some popular items are food, beverages, and daily utilities such as soap and towels.
Mm. Okay, probably daily items.
Daily items.
Yeah, rather than daily utilities.
Some items are daily items.
Mm. Right. So some are daily items. Yeah. Okay. Good.
Some popular items are daily items. Huh? Food and daily items.
That's everyday items, you want to say?
Everything.
Yeah, I know they're items, yeah. Rather, I wouldn't say utilities. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to avoid. So everyday things.
Everyday things. Okay.
Some things are everyday items.
Some things are everyday items.
Okay. Is that okay?
I have a question.
Sure.
You said some items are household items. Mm. But I wonder if it includes food or beverages.
Yeah, it does. I think probably household sometimes might be dishes and cups and saucers, and I don't think you give that really, do you? Not really. So maybe household items aren't good. So everyday daily items are.
Daily items.
Yeah, are good. So daily items would be, for example, your oil, your sugar, soy sauce, you know, beverages, towels. Okay. Good. What is Seibo?
Well, Seibo is a year-end gift, and people send a Seibo to teachers, and relatives and business acquaintances to express appreciation. And popular goods are household goods such as soaps and towels, and food items such as a set of juice and beers and wines, right? Wines.
Mm-hmm.
And
they're both then.
Oh,
wines. Wines. Yeah. Okay. All right, good. You said you started with teachers. What was wrong? I don't get anything either. But everyone says teachers. I go, ontoka. So, what is Chugen?
Chugen is a mid-year gift, and it is people usually send Ochugen in summer to express appreciation to business acquaintances, relatives, and sometimes teachers. Yeah. And but people spend less money than Osaibo.
Okay, people spend less money. Yeah, people spend less money on
Ochugen.
Yeah. So basically, you know, this is just a repeat. Only year end and mid year is basically the difference, technically. Okay? Good. All right. Next, let's go to Bonenkai. Are you a Bonenkai expert?
Yes, sir.
Good, okay. Looks like a good Bonenkai expert. Let's ask him, what is Bonenkai?
Bonenkai literally means forget the year party. It is a year-end party to close the year between company, colleagues, friends, relatives. Held in the restaurants and bars. They drink and eat while talking. So many people expect to hold the party before that.
Okay, when is Bonenkai season?
Bonenkai season starts early in December and usually up to the 20th.
Okay, about the 20th. Depends, right? Yeah. Good. Okay, what is Bonenkai?
Bonenkai is a year-end party. Bo meaning forget, nen meaning year, kai meaning party. People gather together during December in a restaurant or a bar. And they drink, eat, and talk as much as they forget all the bad things happened in a year. And usually the party charge is around 3,000 yen to 6,000 yen. And if you want to enjoy more, you can go to other parties like second party, third party, after the basic party.
Okay, good. So go to the... That's right. Yeah, go to the second, the next party or the second party, right? Good. Okay, what is Bonenkai?
Bonenkai literally means forget the party, but it seems to be...
Not forget the party. Forget the year?
Forget the year party. No.
And, start again. What is Bonenkai?
Bonenkai literally means forget the year party. It sounds very strange to me.
No, okay.
It seems to be just another excuse to get drunk. But I think it plays a very important role. To have a Bonenkai, people, when it approaches the end of the year, people start thinking about having a Bonenkai with people who you haven't met recently. Mm. So try to create an opportunity to get together and drink and, you know, talk to each other to make a human relationship very smoothly. So I think it's Bonenkai is not just an excuse to get drunk, but it's very good, like more social gathering too. To promote
keep relations or strengthen relations. That's true, because it becomes, you don't see people maybe in the summer, then it gets winter and December is, oh, we haven't seen, let's get together for, you know, the forget the year party.
And if you don't have time to have a Bonenkai, you're going to have a Shinnenkai instead.
Right, have a New Year's party. Good. What is Bonenkai?
Bonenkai means, literally means forget the year party. And people, especially among office workers, have this type of party in December. And to forget the unpleasant things in the passing year, to refresh and to welcome the new year. And it is used especially at the Japanese corporates, at Bodenkai party, bosses tend to say, today is special. You can say anything about our happy events, stressful period, and we will forget everything. So you are completely free to say anything. Mm. But in reality, we should be careful because those bosses do not actually forget.
Yeah, nobody forgets. Next year comes and they remember. Okay, what kinds of places are popular to go for Bonenkai?
People working for foreign institutions, probably some Italian or Western style restaurants, but normally for Japanese, they go to the Japanese izakaya because Bonenkai people like to drink a lot, so very loud.
Drink a lot,
and people do not want to care about how noisy they are.
Mm, right, so that's usually you can do that in izakaya, right? Okay, but other places are, you know, popular. It depends on your style, right? Good. Okay, what is Bonenkai?
Bonenkai literally means forget the year party. In early December, Japanese people start to think about having a Bonenkai party with company colleagues and with friends. It is usually held after work, near other izakaya or some casual restaurants. And people enjoy this party to forget the unpleasant memory of the year and to welcome the new year with fresh mind.
Okay, so they forget unpleasant memories.
Memories of the year.
And start the new year with
fresh mind.
Good. Okay, what is Joya no Kane?
Joya no Kane is 108 temple bells sounded around the midnight on New Year's Eve. And the sound of the bell rings out the old year and rings in the new year. Also, according to Buddhism idea, people have 108 worldly desires, and Joya no Kane could release people from their desires.
Okay, what are some of the worldly desires?
Some of the worldly desires are, I want to sleep now.
I should laugh. That sounds like a good one. Is that one?
No.
I don't think so, but I haven't counted 108. I have, not heard that. Okay, let's see. Let's just have him. What is Joya no Kane? They'll ask the same question. So maybe he'll put it, maybe he has it in his answer. What is Joya no Kane?
Joya no Kane are the 108 chimes of the temple bell, which you can hear at the night of the New Year's Eve.
Okay, which you can hear? Is that what you said?
You can hear. I said I can hear.
Oh, okay. All right. That's fine. Hear, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
The sound of the bell rings out the old year and rings in the new year. It is said that the people have 108 worldly sins. So the bells, the chimes of 108 times.
Because the chimes of 108 times?
The chimes of...
The 108 chimes, let's say.
108 chimes is believed to remove deep sins from the people.
Mm-hmm. And what are some of the sins or worldly desires?
Envy. Eating too much. The very first part, jealousy or speaking evil of others.
Okay. So that's fine. Yeah. So envy, jealousy is one. Is, you know, speaking ill of others, eating too much. Those types of things, I guess. Yeah, I don't know if you've counted all 108. I'm sure you could find sleeping. Maybe it's there.
It's my desire.
Yeah, it's your desire, yeah.
Yeah, maybe too much sleeping.
Okay, good. What, last year, what is Joyo no Kane?
Joyo no Kane, the 100 chimes or gongs run by each temple which has a ringing bell. On the New Year's Eve, late at night, the hours approaching the New Year, each gong signifies one thing. In Buddhism, each person has 100 things. When 108 chimes are rung, people's things are taken away and be relieved, and can begin the New Year with pure spirit.
Okay, with a pure spirit.
With a pure spirit.
Good. And who rings the chimes?
Anybody who lines up. But only 108 people for each temple can ring.
Right, okay. Yeah, so people like maybe neighborhood people or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, so you have to line up. Right. If you are unlucky, you cannot ring.
Yeah, that's right. And then some temples, I guess, only the Buddhist monks only do it. It's not for everybody, so there's two ways. Good. In this answer, they have, on the first line, the very last at the right, says, are sounded at midnight. I think, as you said, around midnight is more correct. I laugh. You said that 108 are sounded at midnight. You go, midnight. You know, you can't do that so fast. So it's around midnight. I have heard there's some procedure at some places that the very last 108 is rung as midnight comes. Maybe that's the way, but I think it depends on the temple. So around midnight. So sometimes it might go over into the new year. They're still ringing. So okay. And I'll ask just the same question. What is Joyo no Kane?
Joyo no Kane is 108 chimes of temple bell. It's like ear-crossing temple bell, which are sounded around midnight, before midnight.
And before and a little after?
Before and after midnight. And the sound of bell rings out the old ear and rings in the new ear. It's a bell-shaped hanging bell. And people...
It's a hanging bell.
Hanging bell. And people standing on the ground hit the bell with a swinging, big, long wooden stake.
And that's the wooden log?
Wood log. Mm. It's not like bells in the church, so different from the churches, bells of the churches in Western countries. That's all.
Okay, right. Okay, good. What is Joyo no Kane?
Joyo no Kane are 108 chimes of the temple bell, which are sounded around midnight on New Year Eve. And it is said that people suffered with 108 worldly sins. So to hear the slow chiming of the temple bell releases us from the sins and also makes us feel solemn. Solemnly, and to prepare for the New Year Day coming. And the reason why 108, there are several explanations, but The one is the Buddhism idea has this type of expression, shikuhaku. We are suffered with many hardships, and shikuhaku represent that situation. And shiku, four sufferings, haku, eight hardships. And this ku also means hardships, also means nine in Japanese. Mm. So four shiku haku, four times nine plus eight nine, eight times nine is equal to 108.
Oh, okay, wow, okay.
This is one of the explanations.
One of the explanations, okay. I don't know if I caught that, but okay. If I think about it, maybe. Okay, good. All right, let's go to the last three, which are about the festivals in Kyoto. So what is Gion Matsuri?
Gion Matsuri is one of the three great festivals of Kyoto. It is held in honor of Yusaka Shrine in during the month of July, and its high point is on July the 17th, when the parades, many parades of floats are when the parade of many floats are
is parade is
parade is on the street is carried out on the street.
Okay.
And during this July, Kyoto is very crowded with tourists and visitors from all over Japan and from abroad.
Okay, good. All right, what is Gion Matsuri? Yeah, so the parade of mini floats is conducted or is held. Okay, good. Gion Matsuri, what is that?
Gion Matsuri is one of the three greatest festivals in Kyoto, and it is held throughout July, and the main event is held on July 17th, and on July 17th, there is an elegant parade. And there are many floats, and the floats go around the city of Kyoto, and it was originally done to stop epidemics, because during the Heian period there was an epidemic. And
there were epidemics. Maybe, yeah.
And at that time there were about 66 provisions in Japan, so and people in Kyoto made 66 forts.
Okay, the 66 provisions?
Provisions, or prefectures, kind of prefectures. Okay.
All right, so yeah, maybe districts or something.
Districts.
Yeah, okay. Yes. Not provisions, I don't...
Provinces?
Yeah, okay, maybe that. Not provisions. So provinces, districts, regions, or something.
So people made out 66 props
floats
to represent them, to represent each region.
Okay, good. What is Yamahoko?
Yamahoko is is a huge float. On top of the float, there is a huge hoko, a sword, kind of sword on it. And then the sword part can, the swords are able, are believed to ward off evil spirits and epidemics.
Okay, what's special about these floats? Can they turn the corner?
Yes, they turn the corner.
How?
With many people tank the strings,
ropes,
the ropes, and just the float moves very slowly.
Okay.
And turns upon.
Yes, don't they have to turn it? It doesn't move like a car or a bicycle. You can't steer it. It has to go, and then it has to be moved like 90 degrees by twisting it, right? Do they put something under the wheels?
Yes, bamboo.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, they put something under the bamboo under the wheels, so then they take the bamboo and turn the bamboo. Mm, right? Yeah.
Slides over a little bit.
Okay, so it kind of slides. I don't know exactly. I can't remember. Something moves. It doesn't turn the corner. They have to move. So they put. Oh, okay. They put it on bamboo. Then they turn the float.
Yeah.
So it slides because of the bamboo there. Okay. Okay. Good. That's one of the special things. So you have to, when you watch the Gyo Matsuri, you should be in a corner. Right? Because that's everyone wants to watch them turn it. Okay. Good. That's probably now. Let's go on. Everyone's going to say, let's go. What is Aoi Matsuri?
Aoi Matsuri is held in Kyoto in May, which is one of the three most famous festivals in Kyoto. You can see the gorgeous procession. The people in the procession dressed in the special costume, which of the Heian period.
Mm-hmm.
And they are similar, they represent the aristocrats in the Heian period.
Mm-hmm.
This is held in May. And this festival originated in bringing in the good harvest in the Heian period.
Mm.
Because there was a very violent storm during that period. Mm. So to suppress the storm and bringing in the harvest. This is the origin.
Okay, good. What is Aoi Matsuri?
Aoi Matsuri is one of the Kyoto's three biggest festivals, held on 15th of May.
One of Kyoto's
three biggest festivals, held on 15th of May.
Okay, no. It's one of Kyoto's biggest festivals. It is held on May 15th. It's not one of the three held on May 15th.
Festivals, and this festival is held on 15th of May.
Good.
And it is produced by two big shrines called Kami Kamo Shrine and Shimo Kamo Shrine. And Aoi is hollyhock.
Hollyhock
in Japanese, and it is considered to be very spiritual and related to Shintoism. And the leaves of Aoi are decorated to the participants, especially to the lady.
Especially on
the lady called Shinno, who represents a Sherman woman.
A Sherman.
A holy lady.
Okay, holy lady.
A holy lady.
Yeah, yeah. Good. Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. Holy lady probably is better than just. I can understand it. I think Sherman.
Sherman.
Sherman. Yeah, I think. Yeah, this is holy lady. Sherman, I think, is the word for holy person. Yeah. Okay. Good. So yeah, be careful that it's not the three big festivals held on May 15th. So don't put it all in one sentence. Okay. Good. Okay. What is Aoi Matsuri?
Aoi Matsuri, held in honor of two Kamo shrines, Kamigamo and Shimogamo shrines, is one of the three famous festivals in Kyoto, and which is annually held on May 15th. And featured is a gorgeous parade in the style of the ancient Heian period. Everything in the parade is decorated with the holy oak leaves crest.
With a bit, just decorated with holly hop leaves.
Not first, hollyhock leaves. And thus it became the name of the festival, Aoi Matsuri.
Because hollyhock is Aoi.
Aoi, yeah, Aoi.
Okay.
And the parade leaves the Kyoto Imperial Palace in the morning, then headed for the Kamigamo Shrine.
Okay, leaves the morning, headed for?
Headed for the Kamigamo Shrine.
Okay, good. All right, last Matsuri, Jidai Matsuri. Can you tell me about Jidai Matsuri?
Jidai Matsuri, or the festivals of the ages, is held in honor of Heian Shrine in Kyoto, and is held on 22nd of October. And compared with the other two great festivals in Kyoto, that is Gion and Aoi, Jidai Festival has a relatively short history, that is just over 110 years or so, because Jidai Matsuri started as at the anniversary of 1,100 years of Heian period, and the background reason was Kyoto's people missed Meiji Emperor, because they moved for living from Kyoto to Tokyo.
Because he moved. He moved.
He moved.
Not they, yes. Okay.
So Jidai Matsuri was organized as a big parade where various types of people of all ages can join and play roles of historic figures, characters and events, which makes people remind people of 1,200 years Kyoto's long history.
Hmm. Okay, right, and the people in the festival wear costumes or wear clothes. Hmm. Costume sounds kind of funny, but wear clothes from different periods of Kyoto's 1,200 year history. Okay, good. Okay, yeah, they say, or maybe costumes. Or costumes, maybe it's true, but it's like, you know, people in Heian Jidai, they weren't costumes, they were clothes, right? So, you know, the costume refers something you would never wear normally, but these were normal clothes. Now it looks like a costume because you don't wear it, but anyway, what is Jidai Matsuri?
Jidai Matsuri is one of the three largest festivals of Kyoto. It is held in honor of Heian Shrine in October the 22nd. And the festival's highlight is a procession of people dressed in clothes representing various periods of Kyoto. Kyoto, when it was the capital of Japan,
for over
1,200 years. Mm.
Good. Okay. One more time. What is Jidai Matsuri?
Jidai Matsuri is one of the three greatest festivals in Kyoto. It is held on October 22nd every year. It has association with Heian Shrine, and Heian Shrine was built in 1895 to celebrate 1100th of anniversary.
1100th
anniversary of 1100th anniversary. Since the capital of Japan moved to Kyoto. Mm-hmm. And there is a huge parade, and the parade of people The participants of the parade wear different clothes and accessories of different periods when Kyoto was capital.
Okay, say that last line again.
The people, participants of the parade wear clothes and accessories of the Heian period. Participants wear different clothes and accessories of different periods when kept.
Of different periods, okay, of 12, okay, okay. Of different periods of Kyoto's 1200 years of being a capital.
Of Kyoto's 1200
years
of
being the capital.
Being the capital.
Yeah. That's kind of hard. So the 1200 years of Kyoto as a capital is also representing the 1200 years periods in Kyoto's 1200 years as a capital. Representing Kyoto's 1200 years of being the capital. Yeah. Okay. Okay, good. I think we did pretty well with the answers today. Any questions? No? Okay, good. Then we'll see you next week. And next week has a little bit of what? Sports. So, different theme. So, we'll see you next week and have a nice week. Okay? Thank you.
Thank you.